Well, again, everything is perfect, and from the ultimate state, there are no others. You're marrying an aspect of yourself that you've projected out because you haven't owned that it's in yourself, and so you needed to fill that lack with the presence of another, but it was only a projection. And because most marriages or couple relations are based on a fantasy projection, it doesn't remain. It's very unstable. And soon the positive projection is replaced by a shadow projection of those aspects that you don't want, and desire turns to revulsion and marriage to divorce. So that kind of a circle also happens at the ego level. But when there's a complementarity that is a true yin-yang recognition of the wholeness of each member of the partnership of whatever kind it is, then there's a detached appreciation that isn't based on desire or lack, but is based on the appreciation of the wholeness and the sameness of the other, even though they may be of another gender, but they are an equal consciousness that is also an expression of perfection in its own unique way, and that relationship then can be harmonious. And whether it's a marriage or a friendship or whatever way that the culture organizes those kinds of relationships, it remains without conflict. So there's no wrongness in marriage, and there's no rightness in any other form of social organization, but no wrongness either. And we have moved as a culture now at the end of Kali Yuga out of monogamy into at least serial polygamy, and very often into polyamory models of social organization. And all of this coexists along with transgenderism and everything else. So we have a total chaos in terms of the dysregulation of any social order to the connection and relationship that love can develop in the human condition. And so this is a time, in a sense, of the ultimate exploration and exhaustion of the possibilities that desire and love offer at the level of multiplicity.